say yes, say yes, cause I need to know. Say I'll never get your blessing till the day I die. Tough luck, my friend, but no still means no.
Why you gotta be so rude? Don't you know I'm human too? Why you gotta be so rude? I'm gonna marry her anyway. Marry that girl anyway. No matter what you say. Hey, why you gotta be so rude?
Guys, why you gotta be so rude? You know what I mean? So that's what this segment is about. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like everything happens for a reason. And that song came on. I forgot how much I love that song. I remember when it first came out, yeah, I was like, hey, why you gotta be so rude? Don't you know I'm human too? I would like sing it all the time, man. But I haven't heard it in a long time, you know. But it's okay, because, you know, this is pretty relevant to what I want to talk about. And you know what I mean? This is about why you gotta be so rude to yourself. Why you gotta be so rude to your dreams? Why you gotta be so rude to your heart's desires? No need be rude, Kay. No need be rude to yourself. You know, if you're not religious or have a belief as far as beyond our, you know, reality world or beyond our earth, then you know what? You can believe it whatever you want to, you know? It's a free world. You know what I mean? Like, not even God is going to judge you for not believing in the Son. But he says, do not deny the Spirit. And that just means that if you don't believe, then, you know, he will forgive you. You know, God is love, you know? Dreaming is loving yourself and knowing that you're able and capable and ready to do what your heart desires. And all God is saying is believe in yourself and love yourself and know that you don't need to see it in order for it to be true, because you gotta envision it first. You know what I mean? Like, if you don't, If you think that you have to see everything in order to believe it, then how then can you recreate things that have never been done? And in order to do the unthinkable, you got to be unstoppable. You got to know that you are able to, you know, have ideas and innovate. I mean, I think that's what makes us such beautiful creatures, is the fact that we can do things that have never been done by any other creature or animal in the world. And so just know that you're being rude to yourself by not going out there and going after your dreams. You're being rude to your heart's desires by not going out after your dreams. Know that everybody who's for you is there for a reason, and the people that are not for you are there for a reason. But my man and my beliefs, believe you me, I'm not pressing my beliefs on you. This isn't a religious channel. But I'm saying my belief says on the Bible, because I'm a Christian, I believe in Jesus because I love my Jesus. What would Jesus do? I don't know. But I want to do it if I can. You know what I mean? But what he says is, if God be for me, then who can be against me? But also, you have to understand that God lives in you and me. And with that said, if you be for you, who can be against you? Because you are confident in who you are, because you have belief in who you are, because you understand that although you're not successful yet, although your bank account doesn't have, you know, millions and millions of freaking dollars in it, although people don't are not freaking flocking for you, although you're not famous, or although you're not at the standard or level that you think that you should be on in order to be successful, if you walk in your success right now, knowing that it's just a matter of time, which really doesn't really exist, it's just really a matter of movement and a matter of, you know, situations that need to come into play, it's a matter of circumstances, it's a matter of just continuously moving and revolving until you become who you are, and until you, you know, be this thing called successful. Listen, you have to read this book called Who Move Who Moved My Cheese? It's such an amazing book. I want to read it again. But I'm the kind of person, like, if I read something, I don't really want to read it again because I already know what's going to happen. But read that book, guys. It changed my life and actually says it's going to change your life. That is by far my favorite book because it's not a big book, but it's going to make a valid point. You know what I mean? If you just keep moving, you will become successful. It's inevitable. If you just keep moving, you're going to see what you're able and capable of doing. Yes, you're going to be tested. Yes, people are going to doubt you. Yes, you're going to even doubt yourself. But if you remember these words, if I before me, then who can be against me? And if you are a believer like I am of my God, then you would say, if God before me, then who could be against me? And God lives in me. Therefore, ain't nobody going to top me because it's already done because I asked for it. And the universe has got to obey because that's just the way the law goes. And it's called law of attraction. It's all relative. Those who have ears, let them hear what the Lord has to say. But those who have ears, let them hear what the heart says. And when someone follows their heart, then that makes them listen to their intuition, and their intuition is guiding them to their dreams. And why do you have dreams? People who say, you know what? Well, you know what? I want to work hard to get to where I want to go. And you can dream, but you really got to work hard. I would tell you this. That's not even capable to put those two in the same realm, because working is the action of dreaming. So it has nothing to do with it. Really, I think when somebody says, well, I know you want to be a dreamer, you can dream all you want, but I'm going to work hard. That is the ego speaking out. That is the ego saying that I work hard and I don't have to dream because the dream has already been done. So therefore, there's no need for dreaming. See, dreaming is the initiation of action. And that is the work. You know, dreaming is working. When you are dreaming, you are doing something. You are, you know, a dreamerpreneur. And that's it. So don't be so rude to yourself. Don't be so rude. Don't you know you're dreaming? You know what I mean? No, I'm not rhyming, but you know what I mean? It's good to dream. It's good to work hard. But know that when you ignore your heart, you ignore your dreams. Keep dreaming.